Nick, what did it mean for you to bounce back after the first drive and lead the team on that 10-play touchdown drive?
I mean, it was huge. It was, it was fumble the ball is never a good thing, but just the ability to bounce back. I felt like the guys, our mindset never changed. Our defense did a great job. They didn't get any points off it. And we were able to go out there and just march right down the field. And Bryce, the line did a great job giving him a seam to get the ball in the end zone. So it's always a great feeling when something happens, adversity happens in the game, and you're able to come back from it and, score a touchdown. That's always a really good thing.
Nick, can you take us through that third and eight on the that you hit the bot on the right side there, what you saw from the defense and what –
I saw man coverage, and I knew coming out that I was going to have to hit Jason right out of his break because, the guy was tight on him. And, with Jason, he's so talented with all those man routes. He's really good at getting off coverage. So I just got the ball to him as soon as he got out of his break, and he did the rest. So, yeah.
Would you say a play like that's a critical play right there? I mean, as you're trying to prove yourself, make the throw third down.
Yeah, that's a huge play. Any third down is a huge play, especially in that situation on that drive. You hate when you get in the red zone and something like that happens and you sputter and you don't complete a third down, especially when it's man coverage like that. You really want to take advantage of it with a talented receiver like Jason.
On that drive, you guys were going very, very fast. The up-tempo was really moving. Did you get the sense that that was pressing the defense? Did you get any sign that they weren't able to do what they wanted to do in coverages and substitutions?
I mean, they were doing a great job. They played, obviously they played great all night. But when you go up-tempo sort of like a two-minute drill, it is hard on a defense to really mix in a lot of blitzes and, get that really tough pass for us. So, it was a great job by us to keep it going, and the coaches really wanted to push it. So I thought the guys did a great job of it.
And for you personally, what was your comfort level in that tempo?
I feel great in the tempo. I love the tempo. I love anything. If we huddle, I'm ready to play no matter what. So just put me in a scenario, I'm ready to play. But
I'm sorry, you got 12 snaps. Mike got 9 snaps. When you compare that with like a full week of practice where you guys are getting rep on top of rep, they're all being judged. I mean, do you have to keep in perspective sort of like this was like a snapshot, whereas that's like a full film?
Yeah, you're exactly right. They're analyzing us all the time. It's sort of hard to pick and choose. I think it's just the huge amount of our work they're going to take into account of everything, but it's something Mike and I really aren't worrying about. I was excited to watch him go out there and play and really sling it around. I think he only threw a couple of passes and just easy, so he did a good job. But it was fun to watch him. It was fun to watch Matt and Dennis and GJ get in there as well. So it's always good to be, when I'm on the sideline watching, it's great watching those guys go out there and run the offense and see what they do. I thought they all did a great job making plays.
Do you expect him to take this to fourth place in the game, the whole competition?
I have no clue. That's a question for Chip. And I'm just going to keep playing. I'm going to keep practicing. I'm going to keep working like I always do. Mm-hmm. I know all the quarterbacks are going to do the same. And we have a good group of us. We have a great team that's working every day. So we're going to keep working.
Does it hurt preparing for the season opener, though, if you're still not sure who the guy is and you're still competing against each other?
Hey, it's the situation we're in. We're going to keep working. We're fortunate enough to be with the Philadelphia Eagles. And, we have a great relationship, and I understand where you're going with the question, but hey, we're going to keep working and become the best players we can be.
When you see Mike come out and have the first series that you did, you kind of like said to yourself, you got to step it up?
No, I go up and hug Mike and say, great job. I said, that's what we were talking about before the game. Let's go out there and, march it down the field and, let's get this thing going. And when I went out there, he was excited to watch me play, so it wasn't anything like that. It was, all right, I'm going to take it one play at a time. And then I fumbled, and it was like, all right, come back. This is a huge drive. Because after you have a turnover, it really shows, what's the team going to do? How are we going to respond? And I thought the guys did a great job responding after that.
You're a fairly competitive person. You see Mike score on the first drive, and it doesn't register the competition part. It doesn't register with you.
I think if you start doing that, you'll start getting out of who you are in your comfort zone. Of course I'm a competitor. I want to, throw touchdowns every time I'm in there. I want to, throw it down the field and do great things. But I also know that if you start pressing and you start trying to do too much, that bad things can happen. You can throw, you'll throw a bad ball. You'll throw it into double coverage. You'll do different things. So I knew that going out there, I just needed to stay within myself and see what the defense was giving me, knowing what play we had on it. I just wanted to execute that play. because I think the key to having a great drive is really focus on that one play. What's the defense doing? All right, how do we execute this play against this defense? And let's do it at the correct time. You know, there's so many things that go into it. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Next, I mean, when does it mean in your eyes that you both had good performances tonight?
Hey, I think that, you know, we had players around us do a great job. I think that it's exciting for our team that we were able to start out strong, and we need to finish and win games. We have a lot of talent on our team, and, you know, it's not a good feeling losing any game. And I know the guys are upset, but we'll go back to work and we'll get things going. But it's a good step in the right direction.
Nick, when the tempo picked up there on the second drive, you guys did a lot more no-huddle, fast pace. You know, your center and guard are both coming off of surgery. You got a new left tackle there. How did they handle all that camaraderie and up front there?
They did a great job. I mean, I thought they really did a great job handling what the defense was doing and really doing a great job protecting. And those guys have always done a great job, and they will continue to. So we have a great group of guys up front.
Yeah, you and Mike, remember the beatings you guys took a little bit last year. Was it such a different feeling to have some healthy guys out there?
Well, the guys, they were fighting their butts off last year. It's also the quarterback's job to really step up in the pocket. And sometimes it's our fault. It's our job to get away from the rush, too. They're doing everything they can, so... Our guys fought their butts off last year, and they're fighting them off right now.
Does the system help from a protection standpoint? Does the system help from a protection standpoint where there's more running, where there's more plays, where they have to watch for that running back and for that option and things like that? Does that help your protection?
I mean, it's hard to tell right now. I mean, you go into a game expecting to pick up everything, so it is still football. I know you'd like to think, hey, this tempo is going to make the protection better, but they're going to bring blitzes at us that sometimes aren't going to be picked up. So it's our, like I said, it's the quarterback's job to maneuver and step out of the blitz and get away, and or throw hot. I mean, we have built-in hots that, you know, if that does happen, you know, we get the ball out fast and we can gash them for big yardage.
On the 10-yard run, you showed no hesitation there. Is that something you've been working on particularly?
It's just reaction. I don't know how you really work on that, and, you know, it just happened. I just feel like I'm more comfortable, and I saw somebody step up. There's a blitzer right there, so I just ran and got what I could and got down, and, you know, luckily I got a slide in there, so I'm glad that worked out.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you all.